What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on?
When people in the state of Ohio talk about high school baseball in Cincinnati, the conversation will usually involve Molar, St. Xavier, or both. The Molar-St. X rivalry has become perhaps the biggest and most intense in the state. Over the last two decades, the two schools have won state championships, garnered national recognition, and produced a number of professional ball players. Two of the latest players to turn pro, Cameron Satterwhite of Molar and Tommy Nury of St. Xavier, are both currently in the minor leagues. They are both on the Dayton Dragons. For Satterwhite, who first faced Nury when the two were in grade school, seeing his old adversary at the start of spring training made him feel, well, comfortable.
I was in the airport. I didn't really know anybody. Wasn't sure I was in the right place. And I happened to see him come in. And he was on a different flight, but it gave me a little bit more of a calm feeling. So, you know, I got down to spring training. And he was really the only guy I knew. So we hung out for a little bit until I got to know some of the other guys. But we still, you know, have maintained a pretty good friendship.
Nury felt that same feeling of companionship.
You know, it's one of those things where we were both an extended. Heck, when I heard he got picked up by the Reds in the offseason, the first thing he did was shoot him a text saying congratulations.
Molar has produced several major league talents, including former Reds Ken Griffey Jr. and Barry Larkin. Third-year Molar head coach Tim Held was an assistant during Satterwhite's tenure. Held says that both Satterwhite and Nury were high-caliber individuals, both on and off the field.
They wanted to win. They had that pride, you know, from the grade schools they attended together and teams they played with. But, yeah, it was a respect factor, definitely.
Former St. Xavier head coach Bill Slinger was the head man of the baseball program for years before recently retiring. He liked Nury so much that he allowed Tommy to take his daughter to the senior prom.
He was one of the queen candidates, and he was her escort. He's just an absolute gentleman and a great family, and I'm just pleased to know him.
Clearly, both players have made an impact on those around them. But what about on each other?
He's making the trip back and forth from here to Cincinnati every day, so I'm trying to persuade him to move in with us so my rent goes down too. But it's good. You know, we've been friends for a while now, and just seeing him here now, and he's being very successful which is great.
Tommy's a good person, good family, and, you know, it's easy to drift over to him and talk to him, you know, hey, what do I do here and there? So, I mean, he's been a great help, great friend, and, you know, just a great person. As of right now, I'm staying at home. It's about a 25-minute drive for me, so I'll probably end up staying there. But if I have to stay a couple nights up here, I'll probably hang out with them. Yeah. Oh, baby, how you like?
Our pregame show continues in a moment here on 1410 ESPN Radio.